For a lakeside view of what's going on, we turn now to Myron Gilbert. He lives in Brooklyn and is a member of the U.S. World Ice Fishing Team, past gold medalist. He fishes all over Michigan when he's not competing on the global level. And he also is the owner of a charter boat service that runs in the summertime. Fresh back from Illinois, he joins us now. Myron Gilbert, welcome back to Stateside.
Well, good to be talking with you, April.
Hey, so how's the season going this year?
Oh, well, it started off a little slow and warm, you know, and we didn't have a lot of ice at first, but now things have cooled off pretty dramatically, and where I live is on the edge of the ice belt pretty typically. North of me is usually really good, you know, everything, but it kind of varies on the ice belt, you know, where it goes every year,
right,
how far south it works and everything, but we're having good ice now, and the fishing's been good. I've been all over it. Like I said, I just come back from Illinois fishing in a tournament. We had good ice there, but I did get in Chicago. I did get an 10-inch snowfall, so that was, winter was upon us, so it tested us
sure.
a little bit, but it was good to be out. It was good to be out.
Myron, I know that this is a sensitive question to ask any fisherman, but do you mind telling us about some of your favorite spots in Michigan?
Oh, I do. I got us a few favorite spots. You know, I like bigger lakes myself because they hold a lot more fish, you know, better than small bodies of water. I like big bodies of water. There's a lot more fish, a lot more opportunity. Then you can spread out where you're not crowded and everything. But a lot of smaller lakes have some tremendous fishing in them also, you know. There's just all kinds of opportunities, you know, from small lakes to flowages. We got all kinds here in Michigan. We got so many bodies of water. We're really blessed to have all the opportunities that we have.
Yeah.
I have a lot of good friends. We get around fishing on all of them, and it's real enjoyable.
What's a typical day on the ice like for you?
Typical day on the ice is we go out in the morning and go to like our favorite spots and everything. We've got some pretty good electronics. I'll tell you what, that's really been an eye-opener. We got graphs, and we got like a new thing that's really come on. It's called a panoptics, where you can shine around and see the fish out quite a ways from you, so that way you know you're on the fish all the time, and it really makes it pretty exciting, you know, to fish with these new electronics and everything. Holy mackerel, you know, it's not like we're fishing blind anymore, you know. It's like on my charter boat, you know, and a lot of electronics uses.
Wait a minute. Are you saying something like the iFish app or these electronics that you use, that they actually work through the ice?
No, it's like a graph, I guess you'd call it, you know, that they've got, well, they got flash units and graphs. It's just like fish finders type of thing. There's just all different kinds of them, but they're quite an aid to fishing, you know. I mean, and they work pretty good. That's all I can tell you. It really helps with the young people, the graph stuff and everything. They're so electronic these days, you know. My granddaughter can show me a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you.
Sure. You know, we've heard that there's been a lot of variation in Michigan's lake ice from year to year, but that overall, if you're looking at it on like an 80-year scale, that we are trending towards warmer temperatures. What do you observe of lake ice in the past few winters?
Oh, I don't know. Back in 14 and 15, we had like old-time ice. You know, I mean, I've been around since, you know, when I graduated in 77, so I'm telling you how old I am and everything, but We had a stretch of real cold winters there in 77, 78, 79, I do believe. And then we had a warming trend for a few years. And then I can't really remember exactly what years, but then like in 14 and 15, we had real extensive ice cover and was able to fish the Great Lakes quite a bit. Lake Erie is one of my favorites because it's a big, vast lake that I charter on it. And we had good ice out there where you could take machines and the whole lake was locked up, so it was safe. But the Great Lakes are very dangerous if you don't know exactly what you're doing, what you're getting into, and I don't recommend that for the novice. But the small ponds and lakes around home are much better for that. But I don't know about the global warming. You just, you know, things change. You know, it's always changing. The weather's always changing. The climate and all that. I don't know what to think. You know, I know that they say on average and everything, things are warmer, but we still do a lot of ice fishing here, and traditionally this was the boundary, right where I live, you know, where good ice, like into Ohio, is not normal.
Right.
But into Michigan it is, you know, that's kind of the boundary, like Chicago line, you know, from there south you never know, and from there north you always have ice. That's kind of the boundary.
Sure. I mean, you have opportunities to fish all over the world and to talk with fishermen from all over the place. What are you hearing? What's the buzz within the sport about what people are seeing in winters and in some of the other places that you fished around the U.S. and around the world?
You know, in the world competitions, I've been to Ukraine a couple times. I've been to Bulgaria, Belarus, Kazakhstan. I've been to, you know, a lot of these countries. And I don't know, in Latvia there, they're like on the edge too, because it's close to the Black Sea and everything. And one year they have great ice, and then the next year not so much ice. So that's another place, you know, where weather influences quite a bit. We went to Bulgaria, and it was a little warmer than usual, so we had to move lakes and move up into the mountains to fish where it was colder. Same thing like in if you go up in elevation, things are colder, so you have a lot better ice. Same thing in Vermont and stuff when I fished there. Because you got elevation, and that helps freeze stuff up. You know, higher elevations are colder, and it gives better ice kind of things. But all my European friends, they're all fishing. I've been watching them on Facebook. They all over the pandemic's got to shut down this year. We couldn't travel this year to Lithuania. But hopefully next year we'll get to go do that. Hopefully everything gets settled down here and we can start traveling again around the world.
Yeah, that's hard not being able to get out there, I'm sure, but it's good to live in Michigan, I guess.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
A little more locally, folks who fish in this area may be aware that the Midwest Open in Irish Hills had to be put off because of changing, you know, conditions.
That was COVID that shut it down. We have plenty of ice here. That was nothing to do with weather, you know.
But the past couple years, they have had to deal with a bit of that due to the variation. Do you ever hear people talking about varying their technique or where they're fishing just for their own enjoyment?
Oh, not really. As long as there's enough ice, you know, when we get on out there, that's not really so much for, you know, enjoyment. It's just that whatever the conditions allow type of thing here. It's like we got a pretty extensive cold snap coming, as I just looked at it like a month out. All fishing here, it looks like we got pretty extensive cold, you know, a lot more seasonal type weather. You know, it was a little warmer earlier in the season, but it looks like it's going to cool off pretty dramatically. We're down into single digits and a lot of cold weather here. You know, even the Dakotas was quite a bit warmer than normal early in the season, but now the temperatures are all plummeting and it's a lot more typical weather, you know, so we'll see what happens. You just never know. You got to get the season in before you really know.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite catch so far this winter?
Favorite catch?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. I was like panfish and crappies and perch, and then I caught a big walleye out on Whoppers the other day, which is kind of, there's not a lot of them there, but I caught about a 5-pounder on real small, you know, bluegill-type tackle, so that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get all kinds of fish when you're pan fishing. You know, we catch bluegills, crappies, perch, you know, bass, all kinds of stuff. Like, you never know what's next.
You know, maybe it's me, but I feel like I hear fewer fish stories out of ice fishermen than I do out of folks who...
Well, they're not. Maybe they don't lie. Maybe ice fishermen are like the true you can trust them type thing. But I wouldn't believe that if I was you.
I just wanted to thank you for that added level of trustworthiness that you bring to the sport.
Well, fish stories, you know, I run a charter boat, so trust you me. I've heard plenty, and I've even told one or two. Oh, it's been a pretty darn good winter here, and I'm just praying for everybody. Hopefully this COVID thing get around so we can all travel and enjoy ourselves and carry on with our families and do what we do. You know, fishing's been really good in my life. I've made a career out of it, as a matter of fact. So it's not really like a job to me. It's just, you know, something I enjoy doing. So when I'm fishing every day, you know, 7 days a week, you know, for months at a time, you know, I got to remind myself, remember, you're having fun here, you know. So 4:30 in the morning every day comes quite early.
Well, being able to fish year-round is a beautiful thing. Myron, thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really enjoy it.
Myron Gilbert is a gold medalist on the U.S. World Ice Fishing Team.
Yeah, highlight of my career. When I stood on the podium, I cried. Let me tell you, when the national anthem plays, you know, my old, I competed, I wrestled and everything, you know, and I never thought when I'd be in my 50s, I'd be winning a world championship or something, you know. I never never dreamed it, you know. When you get to stand on the podium and the national anthem plays, you get tears in your eyes. And then I want to make one comment about all the other countries when I fish in world competition. they're just as patriotic as any American is for their own country. When their national anthem plays, they cry too. So I got a lot of respect for them. And then the world over, you know, and from what I've seen, people are all the same as governments cause the problems, is what I've seen. You know, people are just good people the world over.
Myron, you're a peach. Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.